This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. President Bush is meeting right now with reporters in his first press conference since winning a second term. The president faces a number of issues as he prepares for that next term, and one of them is the matter of the Supreme Court. Supreme Court William Rehnquist has been ill lately, which raises the question of a replacement. The president was asked about appointing a new justice.
If people are interested in knowing the kind of judges I've picked, look at the record. I've sent up a lot of judges. Well-qualified people who know the law, who represent a judicial temperament that I agree with, and who are qualified to hold the bench.
That was one of several issues the president has discussed in the last few minutes. He pledged to continue education reform, said he favored reform of intelligence agencies, said that Social Security is more than a problem but an opportunity to change the system in a way that he campaigned for, also said, in a follow-up to his victory speech yesterday in which he said he would work to deserve the nation's trust, he said, in terms of unity, I'll reach out to everyone who shares our goals. Joining us now is NPR political editor Ken Rudin. Ken, do you see any change in tone between what the president is saying today and the campaign that just ended?
I don't, and I was struck by exactly the quote you just pulled out. I'll reach out to everyone who shares our goals. Does that mean to the 51% who voted for him and not to the 49% who didn't? I mean, clearly President Bush and the Republicans got a mandate, and there's no question about that. Big gains in Congress. 51% doesn't sound like a lot, but certainly a higher percentage than Bill Clinton twice and Al Gore. So it's the best winning percentage since his father in 1988. In that sense, there's a mandate. But were there issues dividing the country in the last campaign? Absolutely. Did he seem to reach out to the other side? I don't know if that's his role or not, but no, he did not. He said one thing. He said also, when you win, you feel the people have embraced your point of view. Well, I guess 51% of the people have embraced his point of view, but what about the 49%? I did not hear any reaching out to that, certainly not a day or two after the election.
No hint here of reaching out to the center, which is the way that political analysts, I guess, would put it.
Well, his base would probably, you know, scream bloody murder if after all they did to get him reelected to reach out to the center. But if you listen to what he said about the Supreme Court, you've seen the kind of picks I've made in the past. This is exactly the way I will name if there is a vacancy on the Supreme Court. He made a point of saying there is none. But again, Democrats have already reacted to many of his circuit court nominees by holding them up in the Senate. As long as Democrats have more than 40 votes in the Senate, they will continue to do so if they find the judge nominees unacceptable.
The president was asked, is there anything you feel more free to do now that you've been reelected and you don't have to worry about being reelected at any point in the future?
Well, that's exactly right. And he said that, you know, it's not whether he feels free or not. He feels that he has gotten this mandate. And again, we've said this before, you know, all along during the campaign, everybody has said that this guy is a real optimist. And whether there was a question about whether he was an optimist just for the campaign or he really is one, I think he answered the question today because, again, he's still, the way I got the sense of watching him and listening to him, the course in Iraq is still the correct course. The decision to create democracies around the world is still the correct course, and the way he's been naming court nominees is the right course.
Any other impressions, Ken?
Well, no, other than the fact that obviously it'll be interesting what Congress has to say. Obviously, the Democrats' numbers have decreased. Certainly, the loss of Tom Daschle is a big blow for the Democrats. And the guy who seems to be leading, who will be the leading Democrat in the Senate, Harry Reid, doesn't seem to have that star power, if you call Tom Daschle having star power. But again, it doesn't seem to be an obvious opposition leader to Bush in the Senate.
Even though Democrats still have more than 40 votes in the Senate, they can filibuster bills to death. The Republicans may be in a position where they feel they don't have to deal that much with the Democrats?
Well, in the Senate, they obviously do. In the House, less so because they gained. But again, the fact that Tom Daschle stood up to President Bush on many, many issues and lost his race for re-election, Republicans could point out his defeat.
Thanks very much. That's NPR's Ken Rudin.